This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Friday afternoon edition of the show, rolling right along here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. 319-366-1600 is the talk and text line. Get to the 5 o'clock hour drive time coming up here at top of the hour. Continue our Iowa football position previews and talk about the new kids in town. It's official today, Big 10 and Big 12 getting a whole lot bigger. Tell you about a missed opportunity here at 1600 ESPN as well in the 5 o'clock hour as we send you off into the weekend. Let's continue the conversation right now. Is media day over in Ames today for the Iowa State football team. Matt Campbell and players talking to the media today. And glad to have back in our airwaves here on 1600 ESPN, Alec Bussey from 24/7 Sports and Cyclone Alert. Follow them on X at Cyclone Alert 247. Appreciate Alec taking some time to chat about the Cyclones here with us on the airwaves. Alec, how you doing?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on. Pretty busy Friday, which isn't ever ideal, but it's a good one when you're ever able to go over to Ames and hear from Matt Campbell and a good amount of players as well. So, pretty good day.
Yeah, well, if we're talking to you, that means football season is right around the corner, so no reason to complain there. Let's start with the offensive side of the ball, and in particular, Rocco Becht. Great season last year. Had some rocky parts to the beginning especially, but really found his stride down the stretch. Had a really great performance in the bowl game, despite the loss to Memphis. Ended up being named, of course, the Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year. When you look at Rocco and how last year ended and going into this year with a ton of expectations, what do you think 2024 is going to look like for a guy like him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the expectations for him are pretty high entering the season, especially when you think about, like you said, the year that he had last year being named Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year. You can go a little bit further than that. He set a lot of Iowa State passing records for freshmen, including completions, yards, I believe touchdowns as well, and a lot of those were obviously set by Brock Purdy, considering the success that he had at Iowa State. So there's certainly reason to be excited about everything that he did as a freshman. I think with some of the weapons that are around him entering this season, there's even more reason to be excited. They return multiple important pass catchers, including All Big 12 selection, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll returns as a senior captain, Ben Bramer returns after a strong freshman season. He'll be a sophomore tight end this year. I think there's a lot of excitement about what he can achieve with Iowa State this fall.
How much of an impact do you think the change in offensive coordinator will have for Iowa State this year? Of course, Nate Shielhouse has got an opportunity in the NFL. Now Taylor Mauser is the new OC there in Ames under Matt Campbell. How much of an impact do you think that will make this year, if any?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, and certainly something that I'm interested in monitoring throughout the first couple weeks of the season. I don't think the scheme is going to change too much for Iowa State this season. You know, it didn't change a ton last year when Nate Shielhouse was in charge of it. I think Coach Campbell talks a lot about how the job of an offensive coordinator from fans is focused, you know, so much on the ability to call plays and different things like that. But he seems to think that a lot of it has to do with the ability to, you know, organize an offense, understand the scheme, and all of those are kind of things that go into making an offense successful each week. I would say I'm still interested to see how Taylor Mauser does calling plays this year. I think that that's kind of an important job and an important thing to see how he evolves and gets comfortable within that role for Iowa State this coming fall. But yeah, I think the scheme will kind of change the same. He has mentioned that they would like to throw the ball deep a little bit more than they have in the past. So that's certainly something that's worth monitoring.
You mentioned, Alec, the skill positions a little bit ago when we were talking about Rocco Becht and the expectations for him this year. I'm no expert on Iowa State history, but this has to be, I think, one of the, at least on paper, more talented groupings that this team has had in quite some time, at least within the last few seasons. You listed off some of the names, but Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins and Ben Bramer, and you add in a guy like Abu Sama, had that fantastic game against Kansas State in the snow, which I'm sure Iowa State fans will be remembering forever with that type of performance. These guys have another year of experience under their belt, coming into a season with a quarterback that's got some lofty expectations. What can you tell us when it comes to the skill position? Just how good can those skill players be, in your opinion, here in 2024?
Yeah, I think that they have the potential to be one of the top offenses in the Big 12 when you look at the pass catching group. Sarma will need to take a step with his consistency. This year, he had some really strong individual games. When you think about, like you said, the game against K-State, had a really strong game against BYU with a couple rushing touchdowns against the Cougars to help Iowa State clinch bowl eligibility last year. But I also think that, you know, Carson Hansen will need to improve as a runner this year. He played in all 13 games for Iowa State as a true freshman last year, but didn't get a ton of touches as a rotational tailback. I think another just key for the offense and the skill position being able to really play at the level that I think a lot of Iowa State fans are hoping it can is the ability of the offensive line to improve and to be consistent this year as a run blocking group, but also as a pass blocking group. They didn't allow a ton of sacks last year, but I think Rocco Beck deserves a good amount of credit for that as someone who gets the ball out quickly and accurately to his targets. If they're going to try and throw the ball vertically a little bit more this season, which, you know, like I said, they're going to try and do more of, they're going to need to have the ability to stand in the pocket, make those throws downfield to any of their pass catching targets. So, the offensive line will also just have to improve across the front five altogether. And I know that's something that O-line coach Ryan Clanton, who's entering his second year, is pretty excited about entering the 2024 season as they're just a few days into training camp.
Alec Bussey from 24/7 Sports, Cyclone Alert, part of the 24/7 Sports Network, joining me here for a few more minutes on 1600 ESPN. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. We've seen the watch list press releases come out, and the preseason honors stack up for guys like Bo Freeler and Jeremiah Cooper, and Caleb Bacon returning for the Iowa State defense this year. What do you see as the strengths for the defensive unit going into this season, Alec?
Yeah, I mean, I think the defensive line is certainly at the top of that list. When you think about all the guys that they have returning, they don't really lose a defensive lineman from last year. So, Jarrell Singleton comes back as a redshirt senior. Tyler Onyedum comes back as a redshirt junior. They also return Don Morge as a junior. But then they also make some impactful transfer additions. Kennard Snyder comes to Iowa State via Louisiana Monroe. They're really high on the potential that he has to impact Iowa State as a pass rushing type of guy, but someone who is also strong in the run in his past. And there's a couple of young guys like Kenny Ezeagu, Samuel Same, who are both going to come off the edge that I think have the potential to be impactful too. And then on the interior, Zamir Hawk is someone that Iowa State spoke highly of throughout the spring. We'll have to see how ready he is after a redshirt freshman season, but you also have Joey Peterson coming off the edge as a veteran senior too. So I think the defensive line is up there. And then I don't think you can overlook the safety group either when you look at, like you said, Bill Frehler coming back, Jeremiah Cooper, someone who had five interceptions last year. Frehler led the team in tackles. Malik Verdon, another guy who is impactful in the safety room. He dealt with a broken forearm last year late in the year, so that kind of kept him out of the last three or four games of the season. But I think the safety room is another strength, and a lot of those guys played last year because Verdon got hurt, Cooper got hurt, and they missed games. So they were able to get Cam Smith, Drew Surges, Jameson Patton, Tashawn James all on the field at various points last season.
What would you say the biggest question facing this team is as camp starts up and we get further into the month of August leading up to game one against North Dakota?
Yeah, for me, it is probably just where the offensive line is at. They return so much at different positions and groups that were pretty productive last season. The offensive line, I think, just needs to take a step. And if it's not the offensive line, it's got to be the cornerbacks. You know, you lose TJ Tampa, third team All-American, a fourth round draft pick to the Baltimore Ravens. And you probably feel like that's a position that is going to be difficult to replace just given his production. Miles Purchase has started for multiple years. Jontez Williams started two games last year, including the bowl game against Memphis. But yeah, it's just it's a group that I think has some depth question marks where you've only got, you know, three guys who you kind of understand what kind of quantity you have. And some would argue it's just two considering Williams hasn't played a ton. But they did make some transfer additions with Matthew Best, a JUCO guy coming into Ames after the spring. And they also added Ryan Robinson Jr., someone who played sparingly in his one season at LSU before entering the portal after spring football practices and finding a new home. The Cyclones after their spring practices as well.
Iowa State picked 6th in the Big 12 football preseason poll. 6 out of 18, not bad. You're in the upper half. Where do you see Iowa State fitting in this new expanded Big 12?
Yeah, I think they're kind of right around there. I certainly think there's a possibility for them to compete for a potential selection to the Big 12 title game. However, that works out with how complicated and convoluted the tie-breaking system may be at the end of the season, considering there's no divisions, and obviously you have 18 teams in the conference, and everyone seems to think that the league is just really congested with a lot of teams who could win between, 7 to 9, maybe 10 games this year. I think as you enter the season, they're certainly behind Utah, Kansas State, Oklahoma State on paper. But I think that you can make an argument that after those three teams, I would say it's the 4th, 5th best team in the conference. I think that there's a path for Iowa State to, do something that they haven't done in program history and win 10 games and have an opportunity to go to the first 12-team playoff if they win the Big 12 tournament, if they win the Big 12 championship game down in Arlington. But it's not going to be easy. I think they have a fairly difficult schedule when you kind of look at things holistically for them. The first half of the schedule is more favorable than the second half, and they have a difficult November for the second half of the season. But there's a lot that I think we're going to learn about this team early in the season too, because you obviously have the Cy-Hawk game and you've got some other meaningful and important games early in the season.
All right, Alec, what should folks be looking for from you and the folks at 24/7 Sports in the lead up to the start of the season here?
Yeah, we're going to have a ton of preview content up on the website, which is obviously key at this time of the year when you think about how much we get to kind of learn about this team. So trying to preview the season as best as we can within the last month. We started our position previews. I highly recommend those for any Iowa State fan who's trying to learn about this team as they enter the 2024 season. I learned a ton writing those. You'll definitely learn something reading them. Now it's a great time to sign up at the website too. You can get it for 60% off for the next day or two, I believe it is. And that'll be just 83 cents a day for your first year of a 24/7 subscription. And if you're an Iowa State fan and you're curious what's going around in Iowa City, they get you access to our friends over at Hawkeye Insider for their message boards and their reporting over as well, because Sean Bach and David Eichholt do a good job over there too.
Excellent. Alec, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
You too. Alec Bussey from 24/7 Sports. Follow him on X at Alec_Bussey, B-U-S-S-E. And again, Cyclone Alerts, part of the 24/7 network, always gracious with his time here on 1600 ESPN. And glad he was able to jump on Media Day today in Ames. We'll hear a little bit from Matt Campbell coming up in the What You Missed segment at top of the hour. And plenty of more content to come as the weeks go on here as we lead up to the start of the season, August 31st. It is, 4 weeks from tomorrow, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 4 weeks from tomorrow is the big old kickoff for everybody. Of course, we got week zero. We can't forget about week zero, the 24th. But for Iowa State, you and I, the 31st is the date, and that is coming soon. 4:50, quick timeout. We'll be back to wrap up the 4 o'clock hour next here on 1600 ESPN.
Are you an outside